ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Can you feel it? Christmas is coming and New Year's is hot on its heels. What a time for sports presents. And if you're like me, you love a breakdown of things you loved in the year just gone. And that's why we're giving you our top 20 Australian sports stories of 2025. At this point, you know the drill. Aussie stories only that moved the audience needle. Last time featured, among other things, Gout Gout, Oscar Piastri, a scandalous NRL recruiting story that had rugby league fans fizzy with a sense of injustice. What might we get as we count down from 12? Let's check it out. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. 12. Have you heard the expression last night was a movie? For Rhys Walsh, it felt like that sentiment summed up his year. He entered the season as one of the brightest stars in the NRL. What's not to love? Dynamic play, raw speed, dreamy eyes and painted nails. It's X Factor squared with this guy. And yet, there's a built-in imperfection. As we'll explain, it almost serves to elevate the other good parts. In May, we had him posting videos of himself to TikTok punching a bloke. Sorry all, boys will be boys, etc. Origin time rolls around and a mix of injury and form meant the Broncos' gun couldn't even get a start across the series. From there, he started building into the season. And it's maybe no surprise that his upward trajectory mirrored the Broncos' rise.
Mariner over halfway, beats a tackle, 40 to go, 30 to go, support infield, gives the pass to Walsh, who gets through the last man, Dearden. Wow. And from their own line, the Broncos shift it right. That was what play two off the kickoff. What a try. And the Broncos from nowhere will lead at halftime.
Early September, he again found himself trending on social, not for a line break or a try, but for a video of him drinking water from a toilet. Yup.
To recover the muscles, I reckon if you, you just toilet water, you know, just give it a little drink.
Brisbane apologised about the poor attempt at humour, and Walsh responded by pretending to drink toilet water in a post-try celebration in a big win over the Melbourne Storm on the eve of the finals.
Here's Walsh. Here he is. Rhys Walsh. There's your water. There's your plumbing. There's your statement on the eve of the 2025 NRL final.
Week one of their finals campaign, Walsh went full Walsh. With Brisbane trailing Canberra, he managed to get himself sin bin for a headbutt.
Is that a headbutt?
Oh, he does. He headbutts Hudson Young. Here we go. Yeah. Let's listen in.
I'm going to bin them both.
Oh, he's going to bin them both.
Since you're in bin as well.
10 for Rhys Walsh, 10 for Hudson Young.
Before returning to turn the game on its head and effectively scuttle the Raiders single-handedly.
Carrigan's back out there, as Gibbsy said. Walters to Walsh, left-hand side. Walsh back on the inside, blazes away, takes on Weeks, goes for the corner and scores a try. Welcome back, Rhys Walsh. They were booing him. He was sin-binned. He flipped them to bird, and now he scores the try to see if Brisbane can yet have the last laugh.
The grand final was simply a masterpiece as he turned in a Clive Churchill medal performance to deliver Brisbane a memorable title. His try and subsequent speech kind of said it all.
Quick play the ball. Walsh receives from dummy half. Rhys Walsh bounces off tacklers, bounces off the uprights, but bounces to Steedon in the in-goal area and plants it successfully to score a try for Brisbane.
Love yous all. Plummer out.
11. In an era of athlete longevity where sports stars are competing later and later and later, it was a big deal that Ariane Titmus called time at just 25 years of age.
I am here to announce that I've made the decision to retire from competitive swimming. A tough one, a really tough one, but one that I'm really happy with. You know, I love swimming. I've always loved swimming. It's been my passion since I was a little girl, but I guess I've taken this time away from the sport and realised some things in my life that have always been important to me are just a little bit more important to me now than swimming, and that's okay, but Yeah, here we are.
Here's a woman who had won 8 Olympic medals across the Paris and Tokyo Games. Most sports fans felt LA was a lock, and that the woman who was raised in Tasmania but adopted by Queensland, they'll do that, would be a huge chance to spearhead the team at the Brisbane Olympics. Along with other Olympic successes, she's also won 9 World Champs medals, 4 of them gold, and still holds the world record for the 200 freestyle, which she set back in the 2024 Australian swimming trials.
Oh, my goodness.
25 metres to swim. O'Callaghan, maybe just. Tipper's coming back. There's nothing between them. The world record's going to be shot to bits. Tipper's versus O'Callaghan. It is nothing between them at all. The Olympic reign supreme and breaks the world record.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't tell her story without her coach, Dean Boxall. We'll remember him going viral in Tokyo for as long as we cover sport. Those wild celebrations after a gold medal victory over big rival Katie Ledecky.
And there's her coach, Dean Boxall. He's the contemporary version of Laurie Lawrence. And I don't know how that fence is going to feel about that.
But Titmus said he was ultimately supportive of her decision to retire, knowing that she had given absolutely everything to the sport.
He's known, I guess, how I've been feeling the longest out of anyone. You know, we both didn't think that this would be the end, but I think when I first started to have that thought, he was the first person that I told, and I couldn't have been more grateful for his support. You know, the old Dean would have been, "No, Arnie, you need to be in the pool now," but he was actually the opposite. And I think it's because we set out to do everything we planned.
Number 10, from a world-conquering Aussie on the way out to one on the way up, Molly Picklum. The 22-year-old from the New South Wales Central Coast overcame Caroline Marks in the final round of the title decider to become the WSL world champion.
Marking a brand new era for Australian surfing world champions. As we close this one out and make it official, a surfer that's been fearless in the heaviest waves, unstoppable all season, Molly Picklum, your world champion.
Picklum went into the finals, ranked number one in the world after an insane season that saw her win in Tahiti and Rio, as well as the final series in Fiji. Along with those victories, she finished in the top 3 on 6 occasions, a study in consistency.
Molly Picklum, your champion of the Lexus Tahiti Pro, presented by IC, world number one, owning this event from start to finish as she heads into the title showdown.
It was a relentless season of success from Picklum, who in previous years had setbacks like missing the cut in 2022. She spoke to us not long after taking this title about how she overcame those and ended up on top of the world.
I just was not too determined, but I just got in the way of myself and made things harder than what they probably needed to be. And I was just such a go-getter that I kind of couldn't stop and just take in anything. I was kind of in a rush to get somewhere, just a grom, figuring out that life is long. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And I think for me, so I didn't enjoy it. It was kind of, life was stressful and hard. And I don't know, I just had a lot of figuring out and just understanding life a bit. I don't know, maybe every 20-year-old feels the same. You just come out of school and you're just well, okay, there's a big world out there. And then you calm down, you realize it's not that bad, and you can see the brighter things in life.
Pretty wise stuff from a 22-year-old. Number 9. And if you are a North Sydney Bears fan, you have probably lived a pretty tortured existence in the last few decades. Often calamitous season conclusions in the 90s. The Super League war forced the club to merge with its most bitter rivalry before the Seagulls chewed up Norths and spat them out. There have been countless false dawns as they sought to return to the big time at the NRL over and over again. So when the WA government and Premier Roger Cook and ARLC chair Peter Flandes finally agreed to bring back the Bears, the fan base, they were beyond jubilant. Sure, they would be playing out of Perth, not North Sydney, but the scenes on Sydney's Lower North Shore told you the faithful were pretty happy with that outcome.
The Perth Bears are about to...
It was a sentiment shared by ABC commentator and Bears legend Billy Moore.
Every former player, every current player, every fan of the North Sydney Bears
is behind this. And if they're not, they've been very quiet and they're kidding themselves, because this is the greatest day that's happened to the Bears since 1922.
It's also pretty fascinating to see the NRL again trying to operate in an AFL town, the local media dominated by Channel 7, which happens to be broadcast partners with the AFL. So the local coverage hasn't been all that positive, and PVL seemed to be reveling in the role of disruptor.
Well, I think the media coverage has been a bit biased in the sense that the main newspaper here is owned by Seven West Media that has the AFL rights, let's be quite frank. So they don't want us to be here because they realise we're going to be competitive and we're going to take some of their lunch, and we eat a lot. So we'll be taking a fair bit of their lunch. No, I don't see McDonald's checking with Kentucky Fried Chicken when they're opening a new store, so we certainly have not consulted with the AFL.
Whether or not they can recruit a team under Coach Mal Meninga that can compete in a comp that is otherwise entirely on the eastern seaboard is a question that will loom over 2026 before they launch in 2027. We are inside the top 10 of our 2025 sporting countdown. 8 spots to go. Will your favourite team or player doing the thing you like or dislike make the cut? Come back to find out. I'm Patrick Stack. This has been ABC Sport Daily, produced by Poppy Penny. Thanks to Reece Walsh's TikTok, Fox Sports, Ariane Titmus's Instagram, Channel 7, the WSL, and Channel 9 for the extra audio used in this episode.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.